Matty Proud from the Swifts coming up shortly. Their season starts this weekend. Suncorp Super Netball is back. The Swifts have a tough trip away against the Sunshine Coast Lightning, who have a couple of very big name recruits, including the Australian captain Liz Watson, Courtney Bruce as well. So they are a very powerful looking side, the Lightning, but the Swifts are the slightest favourites with Tab to win it all. And of course, they were runners up last year. Oh, gee, it was a heartbreaking loss in the grand final to Adelaide by one goal after extra time. And great to have her on. New South Wales Swifts midcourter, Maddie Proud, is joining us now. Morning, Maddie. How are you?
Morning, guys. Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, great to have you on again. You're back. The season starts and you won the preseason comp last month as well, the Swifts. Describe how the team is shaping up for the season.
Yeah, look, we're really excited. I think, like you said, that there's still that little bit of burning heartache from that one goal loss in the grand final last year that we're sort of using as a bit of fuel to the fire. And I guess we sort of set out a goal this year of making sure we won absolutely everything. And that was sort of starting with the preseason tournament, which in the past is maybe something that, you know, you don't kind of go into with completely that mentality. But we thought this year, why not go for it all? So a good start so far. And yeah, playing against a stacked Lightning team this Sunday. So it's going to be a great game.
We always ask, I know the Brisbane Broncos in the NRL went through it all off season, how they dealt with the grand final and such a narrow defeat. How did you sort of address it? Was it just sort of left alone, or was it something you dealt with straight after the season?
Yeah, it's a bit of a hard one in terms of you have the grand final and then we literally had half our girls that were playing in the World Cup like literally the next day have to go into camp. So it was one of those things that almost as soon as the season finished, you all kind of had to go your separate ways. But, you know, as soon as we got back together as a group this year, it was something that, you know, you didn't want it being the elephant in the room and you don't want to pretend it didn't happen. But you also know that it's a new year and, you know, new things can happen and there's been a lot of, you know, changes in other teams and we've had a few little changes here and there as well. So it is that fine line between, you know, addressing it and moving on, but also not dwelling on it. So I think we've had that good balance of, yeah, not ignoring it, but also, yeah, just using it as that motivation for this year.
How much change has there been to the Swifts squad? And I guess a real positive is the return of Sam Wallace-Joseph, who's had horrendous injuries the last couple of years.
Yeah, we've been really lucky that we've pretty much kept almost the entire group together. We've sort of had one change with Lily Gorman-Brown coming in, who was a training partner for us for the last few years and actually played in that grand final through injury to other players. And then, yeah, like you said, we've got the Venus flytrap in Sam Wallace-Joseph coming back and she's just been, yeah, so excited. I mean, when you're on the sidelines for 2 years, I think if there's ever a bit of motivation or a bit of, you know, desperation to get out there, then she's a perfect example of that. And, you know, I think she's one of the best shooters in the world and we're just so lucky to have her back on the court and can't wait to see what she can do.
Maddie, do you feel the competition this year is stronger than ever? And who is the team that you have your eye on most?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think with, you know, the number of changes that we had in the off-season, it sort of seems like there's these moments in time every few years when, you know, players go out of contract that there's these kind of mass exoduses and big changes. And we've obviously got the new team in the Mavericks coming in this year as well. But I think I heard you talk about it earlier with the Lightning kind of getting some pretty good recruits in, you know, the Diamonds captain, the Diamonds vice captain. And, you know, they already have a pretty strong front line with Kara Coden and Steph Fretwell, who have been the Diamond sort of duo for a long time. So you kind of can't go past them. But, you know, you also look at the Thunderbirds, who, while they may have lost a couple of players in that off-season, they've still got probably the strongest defensive end with the kind of Jamaican duo of Wilson and Sterling. So, yeah, I think this year, I mean, I feel like I'm a broken record where you say that every year gets better. But I do really think that with the excitement of kind of what happened in the off-season, it's going to be, yeah, a really, really good one. And no one really knows what anyone's going to be like. So the unknown's always exciting too.
No, Matty, great to speak to you this morning. And like in all sports, things change over a period of time. So in netball this year, are we expecting anything a little bit different maybe to the style of play that you might play?
Yeah, I think we always talk about how, you know, the longer that this competition goes on in terms of becoming more professional, the more time that people have in the off-season, I guess that real kind of sports science element changes. Like even from us, you know, you analyse all your GPS data and I feel like every year there's kind of new stats and new ways of training and kind of what you do in the gym and you sort of see almost like, you know, the physicality of the game improve every year whereas, you know, everyone gets stronger, everyone gets faster and that kind of gap between, you know, the best and then the new ones coming in really does narrow. So then it's about, you know, finding new tactics and finding all those kind of little one percenters change. So I think that'll probably be the biggest difference in that those close. I mean, we already have a lot of close games. I think we won over half our games by one goal last year. So I think we'll probably see those margins decrease across the board, as well as, you know, that difference between the top and the bottom really does start to decrease.
And just the sport generally, Maddie, you know, it always surprised us, you know, that there was some turmoil off the court in recent times. Naturally, a lot of sports went through turmoil, particularly in COVID and coming out of COVID. But how satisfied are the players now with how the game is being administered?
Yeah, I think, look, that whole process was a real moment in time for us. And I think netball has probably traditionally been known as kind of those good girls that just roll over and kind of take what they can get and are happy with, you know, whatever we receive. And I think it was sort of time for us, you know, on the back of the kind of Matilda's effect that had massive changes for women's sport. We thought, you know, we need to jump on that and kind of continue to be the front runners, because netball has been that number one female sport for so long that we needed to keep riding that wave. And so I think for us it was really nice to see the playing group all bond together, and if anything it's been a positive that we've come out more sort of united than ever. And yeah, we did kind of get the results that we wanted, and there's been a fair few changes at the top, and we've seen a lot of action being taken already. So I guess it's just about making sure we can continue that, and it's not just something that sort of gets said and gets agreed in one room on one day, but that you actually see kind of constant change and evolution. Because yeah, I think the sport needs to keep evolving and innovating to stay at the front, because there are so many other sports that are, you know, clicking at the heels and you know, coming, you know, long ways as well, that we need to keep pushing forwards at the same time.
Maddie, you've had your own niggles. How's the body? And I assume that you'd love to be slowly sneaking your way back into Diamonds contention.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of a knee clean up in the off season, which I think for a netballer is never too rare with the way that we stupidly throw ourselves around the court, particularly when I play. But
I think we've just lost Maddie. Maddie, sorry, we lost you. We got you back.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're right.
Body's feeling good and ready to go. And yeah, the knee's all raring to go. And we're looking forward to Sunday.
And, just the Sunshine Coast Lightning, first match away, and this will be a great marker as to really how the preseason has gone, as, well, they've got a very powerful-looking lineup.
Yes, absolutely. No, it's going to be a good one, I reckon.
Okay, well, go well. Appreciate your time, and have a great season.
No, will do. Thanks, guys. Good to chat.